Hey, what's up? I'm Vanessa.
I'm Mary.
I'm Gillian.
I'm Rivka, and this is the very latest episode of the Fufu and Tribs podcast.
Your go-to place for relatable content for the African diaspora down under.
The blacker the podcast, the sweeter the bands.
Anyway, welcome back.
Hello.
How y'all doing?
Hi.
Vanessa, you're supposed to say, I'm doing.
Sorry, okay, start again.
Oh my gosh, you're so silly. How y'all doing?
I'm doing.
You're just doing?
Just doing. End of year distin, you know. I'm good. What about you guys?
I cannot complain.
You cannot complain?
Well, on air, no, I cannot.
I can complain, but I can't say why I'm complaining.
But I'm grateful. I'm healthy. I'm alive. There's a lot of things happening.
Yeah.
Yes.
What else has been up with our stars?
No. Tell me about your new job, baby girl.
Big girl job.
She was waiting to be
asked. I know. I literally was like, oh.
I'm working now.
She's like, oh, her sleeping pattern has changed. I was like, oh, just from 3 days. She's like, I've been there a week. I like, relax.
Actually, been a week and 3 days.
Oh my goodness.
No, but seriously, I'm actually shooketh at how quickly my sleeping pattern has adjusted. Like,
that's
by the
great.
third, fourth day. I was up and at him at 6 a.m.
Is it still too early, though, to say?
Yeah, I think so, too. Because I feel like you've got work to do. Yeah. Like, you just started. Like, you want to be a good girl.
Even in the weekend, I was up at 6. I didn't want to be. Mm. Like, because I set my alarm to 6:30. But I'm up at 6 no matter what.
That's so
it also does help with the daylight savings. Because
the sun comes out. A lot earlier.
This is very true. This is very true. So and also, it's not winter. So, yeah.
So, it hasn't been a complete shock to your system?
It actually... It's like a bit time. Like the way it's the way that like it just takes up the whole day. Like this is so rude.
It's
I have things
so
to do.
Disgusting.
And this is like the whole day.
Yeah.
Like
it's more than
it's like 70% of your life.
Yeah, it's actually like
that's so
great.
Gross.
It's a large portion.
Honestly, for the longest time I've been like, this needs to stop. Like
it
actually 5 days
two days off is not
cutting it.
Yeah.
And what is work life balance if you're half of your life, more than half
balance
of that
means balance, not like
do you know what I mean? Like you.
Yeah, but it's actually good. I do think it's healthier that I wake up at the same time, go to bed at the same time. It's good for you.
A routine is good.
I've been getting into meal prepping. Oh, the first week I was like, you know what? I'm going to have a busy weekend. Let me meal prep before my weekend.
I even meal prepped on Friday. It's still one week. And then
is that rice for you? And I said, yes, it is for me. It is for me. And then
put your name on
Monday
it.
Came. I didn't put my name on it. I was like, this is, adult will know what I mean when I say this is
this
for me.
Is for me.
Mm. Monday is induction day, so I didn't bring anything because I had catering. Tuesday, I go to pack my lunch. Even the container is gone.
Dad took it.
My dad, my brother, someone must have taken it. It was a week's worth of chicken and rice. Fried rice.
Nah,
that would have pissed me off.
What did you do?
You just cooked all weekend.
I even cooked on Friday because I knew that I'd have a busy weekend.
Oh no.
Irritating.
That would piss me off.
Yeah.
And you didn't say anything.
I said, don't do this. Like, I said, whoever, I don't know, whoever did, just don't do it again. And then I told my text for this week, because I'm prepared for this week as well. This is mine. Don't fucking touch it. They haven't touched it, so it's, yeah. But
so
I was
funny.
Fuming, because I had to buy lunch.
Yeah, of course.
That is expensive.
It's very expensive.
Especially when you're in the central business district.
And I'm
Sydney.
Not like, trying to eat Maccas every day, do you know what I mean? So it's just...
Can you even get a meal under $10?
No way in hell.
It doesn't exist.
It's like 13, 14.
Unless it's the sales period and it's like 4 o'clock in the afternoon where they're trying to close.
Get rid of everything.
With like
old.
But lunch period is just
chicken
like.
Chicken doesn't been out since
10 a.m.
I feel like, I think things will be easier when I work from home.
Yeah.
Because, you can get stuff done with the podcast. Because I can't whip out my Mac at my desk and my first second be like, just so bro.
Just
wait a second, babe. Just wait a second. I'm doing something. Like, I can't really, you know what I mean?
Yeah. The multitasking is not really there because
you can't. Because you, you need to be focused on work. Yeah.
And also, but the thing is, because I'm me, they're really easing me into it. So I have free time, but I can't be doing that. Because so it's frustrating because like, I could be doing something, but I cannot.
Yes.
So
do they have like a little breakout room or like little couch areas that you can just take your stuff to? And then
so they could, they'll be seeing me bludging on the couch.
Bludging.
Doing stuff on your laptop.
Oh, my lunch break? Lunch?
Yeah,
No, not your lunch break.
No, like just...
Oh, I can, as in... Like during
the day.
As in like just on my work, doing my work.
When you have like that downtime.
I don't know. I just don't want to be like, it's too early. I have to be really on job.
Do you know what like, I used to do? We used to have like a wellness room or something.
We have a wellness room too.
Sometimes I used to go sleep there for like 20 minutes.
My God, me too.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't do 20 minute naps though.
Why? It will take you to an hour.
Yes. I'll wake up, I've got drool on my face. Like, nah.
Actually,
what
can't.
What kind of jobs are you people doing?
Mate, that was the best place to work at.
I'm trying to put my best foot forward.
Yeah.
It's
early days. Babes.
Yeah, early days in it. But speaking of work, I've come across a certain term upon the internet.
Another one.
QQ. Quiet quitting.
When I first heard of it, I was like,
Which one is this one?
So you just whisper your resignation.
I said, what is going on? So people are just, you know, logging in their hours and they're not going into work. I did not understand what was going on, but then I read up about it. I was like, okay.
So I will read out the definition for you. It even has a Wikipedia page now. That's how it's taken off.
It's become this thing.
Make a term. It's actually crazy.
Quiet quitting is an application of work to rule, in which employees work within defined work hours and engage in work-related activities solely within these hours. Despite the name, the philosophy of quiet quitting is not connected to quitting a job outright, but rather doing precisely what the job requires. Proponents of quiet quitting also refer to it as acting your wage.
So it's like, that's not in my role description. That's above my pay grade, correct. That kind of
and
thing.
Doing the... I'm surprised that doesn't say doing the bare minimum.
No.
Because I've read that in a few definitions. Like,
oh, really?
Is that the only one?
Do the bare minimum.
This is Wikipedia. Like, I could find you another one.
I mean, when you think of quiet quitting, you think doing the bare minimum.
Yeah, it says, refers to employees who put no more effort into their jobs than absolutely necessary.
Yeah.
That's what quiet quitting is.
I know. And but I think they're quitting from the idea
from of doing more.
Hustle culture.
Yeah, just quietly just... quitting from the client, perhaps. Yeah, and you know, I think that I initially thought that was quitting as well. Like I said, whispering your resignation, but it's an interesting. I don't know how I feel about it.
I don't know how I feel about it either.
Why?
It's confusing.
Well, take away the label,
like the concept.
The concept of it, though, doing what's exactly required of your job, no more, no less. What do you think?
Actually, I think I do that now. Because I just can't be bothered. Like, I guess I do that then. I just can't be bothered to be a slave anymore. Like, it depends, I guess, on your trajectory and, like, what job you had and, like, what job you're in now. And I just always felt like I was doing way too much all the time. So now I just have no desire to do the corporate climb. I don't even have a desire to work, bro. So,
oh my gosh.
I just don't care anymore. And so, yeah, I think I do it. I do subscribe to that. Like, do what you're meant to and go home. That's
it. I agree.
Because this work-life balancing doesn't exist otherwise. Like,
yeah.
And a lot of colleagues, no offense, they don't have things going on outside of their lives.
Their
like,
work is their
this
life.
Is their life.
Yeah. That is their life. So, you know, you get into the office, they've been there for 2 hours already and they're leaving after you. But, dude, like, I have other things going on.
Yeah. That's exactly right. I also think, though, it depends on the person because some people have a personality by which they actually need, like, they have to be doing the most. Like, they need to get the best results. They're very, like, invested in the work that they're doing. And, you know, some, like, I think we discussed in another episode that some people use their work or their trade as their identity.
Yeah. Mm.
So then they have to excel in that. And that means, you know, putting in extra hours or being seen as, like, a, you know, outstanding achiever amongst the bunch. So it depends who you are.
That's true.
Yeah. I think some people, I know someone who, they actually took pride in the fact they've never taken a sick day. I'm like,
oh my god.
Oh, that's well, congratulations.
If I could even buy sick days, I would.
Like, why?
But I was like that, not like that in the beginning, but I would always feel a way about taking a day. Like, I got a bit anxious about.
You feel guilty.
Why? I'm sick.
I think sometimes when you're in a job where, like, you're the only person that can do the job, it gets a bit difficult. And then
you know you're coming back,
to it. And maybe that's not even guilty. That's maybe anxious, anxiety. Yeah. You know all the emails that are just awaiting you. Or, you know that.
Sometimes the deadlines. Like, I remember when I used to work at one place where I used to be the only designer. Like, if I'm not going to do it, no one else is going to do it. So it might mean that I have to end up doing it. So I understand in that sense why. But to be proud.
I know. Like, there's something wrong.
Nah, man.
Do you have nothing else going on for you?
No. I take pride. Like, do you think that, on the other hand, that kind of mentality, because I have someone that knows, like, I know someone that knows someone who got a graduate role. Again, it's a graduate role. And they were told to do something that was like, I think it was just like booking a flight for like someone above them. And she was like, that's not in my job description. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, okay, it's not, but you're a graduate. And if you want any hope.
Wow, this is a graduate.
But she was bold.
Very bold.
She didn't say it to them, but she ended up booking the flight. But when she was complaining to my friend, she was like, that's not in my job description.
Nah.
And I was like, that's fine. A little bit. But
yeah. That's a bit too much.
If you wanna grow,
yeah,
You can't be quiet quitting in a grad role.
No offense. This is what I was complaining about the millennial. Gen Zs. Yeah. Because that's the type of attitude that they have. Rubbish. But then also at the same,
it's like an entitlement.
Also at the same time, sometimes some people be doing too much. Because I remember when I used to
work, make you look bad for it.
I look bad because Melissa wants to
create some kind of visio board flowchart process mapping.
Seriously, this nobody asked you. I work in management consulting, and then I came to the office. All these people were around this kid, and I was like, "Why are you all around this grad? Like, what's the?" He stayed up till 4 a.m. And I was
doing
like,
"What?"
And apparently, he hadn't gone home.
So, at the office,
yeah. So
I don't know, boy.
So you're smelling.
Then you guys are cheering him on. Yeah, you didn't have shower. Yeah,
you didn't brush your teeth.
Yeah,
and I was like, "This is not worth it." Like, while your partner was asleep. Like, a partner as his senior manager was asleep.
And they were glamorizing this.
And they were grads.
Wow.
Small boys and
they
girls.
Just started. Like, mind you, when I started, like, they'd been there for, like, 2-3 months. I was like, nah, this is not right.
That's crazy.
But do you know what? Do you think that mentality is what has led to employers now having to pander to us now?
Yes.
Because the gents are like, oh, I'm not having it. Because if everyone does it, then they're forced to kill to us. Do you know what I mean?
But what do you mean? Who's pandering,
I think it's not pandering. I think it's COVID, really. COVID. How work is. That's people true. Now but demand like, flexibility.
Yeah.
Like,
the great resignation is a thing.
Yeah. Massive thing.
Oh, that is.
The great resignation
yes.
is a massive thing.
The way vacancies are just vacancy.
I know.
And now companies
people don't
even
have things lined up.
Exactly. And companies are even willing to pay anything. Like, just because they can't get
people. Let me tell you.
But also migration because lots of international
people are here. They're trying. Because I feel like, I'm not talking my tea out there, but my salary. Like, when I say to people who they're fresh about me, it was, it's a little bit, you know, I'm a little bit rich. No, I'm just kidding.
She's a rich bitch.
I mean, but, like, my partner, who works at a very prestigious place, when he first left uni, he was getting literally half what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Like, quite literally half.
Yeah, but that's also a different time. Because I can tell.
4 years ago?
Yeah, it's still a different
half?
Time. Half? No, it's still a different time.
Half, babes.
What money be different now. No, though. Seriously, like, money be different now.
I feel like they were taking the piss out of graduates in a different way back then. Mm. They can't now. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm.
They cannot, like, the way what he was getting was a nonsense.
But you're not a grad.
Yeah, but it's like,
that's
it's
not
very
the same.
Much a basic entry level. His first role wasn't a grad role, his first role was an entry role.
Okay.
As her first job, it's a.
Yeah,
the
okay.
And, like, I have, like, this podcast is actually looks legit on my resume, actually. But like, because I'm like, yeah, project management.
This girl's shit talking.
I'll be managing, please. Anyways. But like, yeah, I feel like people that are young are getting not even just money, but like perks and like just
general. And it's still not enough, though.
So very good point, Vanessa.
Maybe we're being... What more do you want out of a job that's giving you? Because like some people
flexibility
have...
Flexibility giving you...
Some crazy flexibility some people have.
Yeah.
And what more do you want out of a job?
I don't need anything. I just don't want to work.
Yeah.
I know that's... I just actually don't want to work.
But you know what? I feel like I used to have that mentality, but like I feel like... I guess because I haven't had the normal 20s.
Yeah.
I'm like, I actually am excited for this phase, even though I complain about it.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah.
It's a new chapter.
Yeah.
But isn't that we don't want to work all... I don't want to do things. I don't want to work for the white man. I'm sorry.
I don't care about the man. Me, I can work. It's just... No. I don't want to work. I just want to wake up and then have a choice. Like, I want to be able to say, today I'm going to work on this.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do this. Or this season I'm going to teach and I'm not going to do that. Yeah. And then, like, I just want to be able to have that
kind of flexibility.
Choice. Yeah. And I'm getting closer. I just haven't fully gotten there.
Yeah.
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 I love that for you.
That you do for the podcast, does that feel like you're working?
Yeah, that's work.
Yeah, but it's work.
Don't ask her. It's work. And especially doing something that I don't really want to do, like the design stuff.
Why did I ask you that?
Yeah, I know. Why did you?
So that's work to me, because otherwise, if you're telling me I should do it out of passion, I'm
that. But ask this girl what she said. What did you say last week when we were standing outside the office? You're like, nah, I don't want to work anymore. I want this to be my last job. I'm going to quit. Yeah. And go where? Tell me where you said. She said, nah, I probably could work in the factory, you know. I said, you're actually out of control. Like, what is going on with you?
It's not that I want to work. She
doesn't want to use her brand.
Exactly. I want to do something mindless. Even yesterday, I went to Bunnings and I looked at the guy. I was like, man, I want to work at Bunnings.
Who said it's mindless, though?
I wanted to work at Bunnings. Like, I just want to be walking up and down.
You'd be so good at it.
Yeah, I just want, you know,
high energy. I used to renovate my house. Just use this plywood.
Actually, high energy.
Like, I'm jumping up to it. Like, I just want to do something that I just don't
have to worry.
She'd probably
work at the plant nursery.
Yeah.
These ferns are lit. These ferns go off. These ferns are fucking good, bro.
No, I actually respect people that go to jobs that, I don't even like saying low entry or like unskilled workers. I don't like saying that, but like,
menial work?
Yeah.
Not menial. That's not the word. It's not the word.
Like, if you've got stuff going
like
on outside of...
blue collar.
Yeah, blue collar.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
You know, apparently something random. Everyone says when they start working at Bunnings, like, she just got shredded before and after. I've heard, like, weight loss. She's like, what's your secret? She's like, I got a job at Bunnings.
Yeah. Oh, she's always got a job.
Because warehouse, bro.
You want to something so it's weights. Like, you even...
I might have to go and do Christmas casual.
She lost, like, 30.
You actually should.
Because every time I walk into that place, I'm just like...
It is a vibe.
And they always look happy. They always look happy.
They do.
And there's a diverse work crew.
There's
always a little sprinkle of Africa, a little sprinkle of Asia. I'm like, this is nice. Little
surprises really are just the beginning.
Yeah.
Got everything
literally
going on.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh my goodness.
We'll check in next year. Yeah. You actually really should consider it. You'd be great at it.
Yeah, if I could do it for like a couple of months.
Yeah, Christmas casual would be fitting. And then you can fund one of your mini trips.
Exactly. Like, I just want to do different things. Yeah. I don't like this idea of for the next 40 years, I'm coming to do
I think we've all unsubscribed from that.
Even my career, even the job, like the stuff that I do now,
it's different.
I'm capped. Like, I'm not going to do it again. Like, I'm up to the point where it's like, I'm not doing this anymore. Teach, I can do fine. But even that, a couple of years and I'll be over it. And then I want to do something else.
Yeah, I'm the same. I think it's important to have different interests and like have your hands in different things. You're not always doing the same. I actually get an itch when I think about doing the same job for 40 years. Like, how can anyone, how do you grow?
But what about those people that are like are trades? So let's say you're electricians, you're doctors, but you say nurses.
I guess the trade thing, you're always doing something different. Like no job is ever the same.
So it's kind of the same.
I know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Switches are switches.
But maybe the material that these people use.
Maybe there's some innovation with like the electric.
And so over time, technology will change.
That's fair.
And also, I think it also depends on who you are, right? Like, I know someone who they do like premium kind of jobs. So the stuff that they get to do is very adventurous. Like the guy who owns
out the Opera House.
No, he owned the guy who owns Aussie Home Loans.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He
yeah,
bought
yeah.
like four apartments or something, and they joined it together.
Okay,
that's to me that's like a once in a lifetime like kind of project.
Luxury,
that's
very, luxury.
Yeah, and that's very different. Like there's multiple layers to it. So I guess it depends on who you are as an individual. Because not everybody wants to do different things all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Some people okay with their dream years. Is to be a police officer. Yeah. Their dream is to be a doctor. Their dream is to be, I don't know, a judge.
Yeah.
So
I did wish I had that after school. Like
what?
Just knew what I wanted to do.
This one set thing.
But that's too much pressure.
I just think it would have been easier. Because I also went on a bit of a journey at uni. And I just think if I had at least an idea of the area I wanted to be in, then it would have made life cheaper. And easier because you don't have to jump all these hoops.
Like you have to jump all those hoops because you're so.
Because you have to find
one
out.
Set way. Like, for example, if you want to be a doctor,
yeah.
you don't get the ATAR, so you do a different bachelor degree. Mm. Then you have medical to get that again. Mm. Then you have to do something. And then it's like you're 28.
Yeah.
And it's just like.
And you're doing your residency.
Because you were just so stuck on that one dream. And then one day you might wake up, I actually don't somewhere along the way, this, I actually changed my mind, but I was so set on it. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
And also, like, if you're going that far, you're going to have to keep going.
Yeah, literally. It's like, no, I'm not giving up now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I knew what I wanted to do.
Because you've always had that kind. I feel like it's also talent inclined. If you have a specific talent.
If you have a streak.
Yeah, then you kind of but just naturally gravitate.
But sometimes you still don't know. Like, until someone either guides you.
Yeah, but that's what.
Yeah, well, that's true because that's, where yeah, I am now, important. Someone told me to consider something else. And that's how I kind of ended up. Yeah. But I don't know. I think it just depends on you as an individual.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because I have friends who I went to uni with and they knew stuff. And they've basically been in the same kind of job the whole time. And me, I've done 50 billion different things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And my path's been different and it's been elevated in a different way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I think it really depends on you as an individual.
Like,
you...
I always knew I was creative, but I still didn't know I was doing business admin, bro. And then And then social work.
Oh, really?
Social
work? Science. I didn't know that.
Okay, okay.
Damn, girl.
Yeah, I know.
And then you ended and then up
was,
at...
Yes, and then it was my marketing. Sister who was like, dude, why don't you just do marketing? Well, she said marketing/comms. But, like, that's not the path I started with.
Yeah, but yeah, sometimes that's life, isn't it? You have to kind of go through those things. Oh, yeah, I agree. Trust me. I agree that if you know from the beginning, it's obviously it's easier, but
it's less mental anguish if you know as well. Like, it's just like just less mashing up your mind.
Yeah.
But I think that's why it's so important for when you finish school, if you really don't know, it's okay. Take a breath. Take a breather.
Oh, my God.
Take
a gap year. Would have changed my life.
That's what I'm saying. It can change your whole trajectory.
Seriously.
I encourage it
so much. So then when people tell me, like, oh, they don't know what they're doing, and then they've gone to apply for uni, I'm just like, what?
Yeah, no.
Like, why?
But I see both sides. I see both sides because your parents are like, precious, if you start making the money, it is harder. To now say, to go back I'm going to stop and go to uni. So I get both sides.
Yeah, but also you get stuck into... Yeah.
Jesus. Not the boss bottle.
I know, right?
I feel like it's harder to go back into that. Not just the money thing. It's like harder to go back into this the routine of studying. Like, studying demands a different type of cognitive discipline.
Oh, yes.
And, like, dedication. Like, it follows you around when you're, like, at the club. Like, you're like, I have assignments.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, 100%.
At the club.
You'll be like, hey, Jack Milbert, I'm James. Oh, fuck that Lord. That torts fucking tutorial that I need to do this quiz for. Like, it's just.
That is so bad.
It follows you. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because didn't I tell you, like, you're just going out on a. Like when we had your little, you know, celebration.
Yeah.
When you finished, you know, that nice, when you finish that nice, you know, evening out or afternoon out, you're just like, oh, I actually have nothing to do.
I just go to sleep.
Yeah, you have nothing to do. I remember when I finished uni, as soon as I finished, I felt like so, like I had, like I was not being, what do you call it? Engaged.
Yeah,
I wasn't being very idle. I didn't feel productive. Mm. I'm like, what is going on? And I'm just like, so this is how it feels to just be free. Like, actually, this is just freedom.
That's probably why you
That's
went back
all.
You
I just
a job?
Go. Yeah, I started working at the same time. Yeah. So I just go to work. I make my money 9 to 5 and that's then I go home. And I was like, oh, so this is life?
Yeah.
So at that moment, I was just like, this is life. Yeah. This is good. But
until
now,
you added
extra
people in there.
Now I'm like, okay, I can do without this. But have you guys seen anyone that, I guess we didn't know the term at the time, that was a quiet quitter? Mm. like just did the bare minimum and then was like, all right, it's 4 p.m. guys, gotta go
that,
home.
That was me in my retail job.
Oh, yeah. That's
fair. Maybe even less than the minimum, I'll be honest with you. I was pretty incompetent.
What were you doing?
Not incompetent, just like sloppy. Like,
yay.
Especially when I went to bras and things. God.
He was sloppy.
Do you know what it is, yeah? At retail student, uni students, yeah, when you get a retail job, work for a bigger company like Maya or DJs, because the small ones, your duties are more. Like, yeah, you have to clean the store. Mm. You have to close the store. Yeah. The big one, you just do your card, you ding, 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 bye.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Bras and things like that. When I was closing, I had to count the money.
Yeah.
It's actually a lot.
On my own as well, because they were too poor to afford more than one person, or several people at a time. Do you know what I mean? Cash it, then I have to clean everything, dust it, vacuum it, wipe the windows, and then lock. I know. Yeah.
When I used to work at sports school, that's what we used to do.
Wipe the windows down.
Windows is
I've never really done that really much.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But when I used to work at more factory, there'll vacuum, be dust bunnies everywhere. I'll be like, okay, bye-bye.
Yeah. You worked at factory?
Yeah.
Where?
This was at DFO.
Oh, yeah, I remember factory. That. I thought you meant a factory.
So I was like, what? Your mind is still in that factory job, bro.
So I was like, really surprised. I was like, when did you work at a factory? Sorry.
Oh, yeah, and like, whereas with Maya, I was just like, bye. Bras and things, I was trash. They would come in and be like, Rebecca, the store was a mess. I'm like, sorry. You're paying me $19 an hour talking about this thing was a mess.
One
like,
person, that's off. Too much.
It is a lot.
But my manager, she was like Mrs. Bras and things. Mind you, she was in her old age as well. And she was like, yeah, you just got to upsell. You got to show until they say no. Fucking, it was just such, oh, God. That was hell.
Oh, God, that was on tape.
It was just, she was the opposite. She was loud, jobby.
You know what? When I'd see like managers that were like older and that was their life, I'd just look at them and be like, this can't be me.
Babe, I would go home and sit on my SimSling pension. But honestly,
the idleness will get you. These people are bored at home.
It's true.
They're bored.
It ages you quicker too.
Yeah.
No, as in, like, she would go and use her own money to buy cleaning supplies.
You don't have petty cash?
What's going on?
Like, I'm just... And she wasn't rich.
She was so passionate.
Like, they pay shit. It's a fucking shit company anyway. But yeah.
Wow.
Sorry. I just
there goes up.
I know, we're never getting a sponsorship from
here. I mean, that's why Tim McGee here.
Both of us have the biggest tits ever.
No, sorry.
I'm literally wearing a bra that you fitted me with.
Their product is good, but at the time, they've been brought out now, so it's probably different management. So.
Oh, okay. That's all right.
But I just feel like
come on, save yourself.
small companies don't waste your uni time working for them, because they make you feel like it should be a top priority.
Okay, let's list the jobs we had during uni.
Can I just say, going off that, I remember this one time, I had quit my teeth whitening.
So many.
And it was like literally like a booth in the middle of Westfield. I'm on my way to uni. I'm minding my business. I've gotten my new job wherever it was. I don't remember. And this girl calls me. She's like, "Hello, Mary. We haven't spoken in a while. But would you be interested in working with us again?" I'm like, not really.
I don't even know where they were
actually,
from.
No, I think I actually was quite nice. I was like, oh, because I entertained her. Because she's like, oh, yeah, because we're really short on staff. Would you be able to come in today? I said, hey!
Oh my God.
What is going on? I said, this is a red flag. I was like, man, I'm on my way to uni. Please delete my number. But what is going on? But yeah, you're definitely right. Go with someone that's
the bigger company. Just don't kill yourself for these uni jobs anyway. Sorry.
What was your first job? I wonder.
In uni?
Uni job.
Oh.
Okay. She said to this uni job.
Bottle-o. No, not the Bottle-o.
You worked at a Bottle-o?
No.
You wayward girl.
Don't be rude. My niece works at the Bottle-o.
Oh my God.
Sorry.
Rude.
Oh my goodness.
So making an honest living.
Yeah. Literally honest living. Uni first job.
Oh, damn it. Come on.
It wasn't. It might have been was it TAB? Shuts up there.
Oh,
yeah, TAB. I was at TAB for
You're there. And you were doing 12 hour shifts as well.
It was like 4 hours. You get her good money and go.
Yeah, bro. That job was good.
It was good.
It was such a. 6 years, bro, I was at that place. And then I would always do like a second job with it.
Yeah,
yeah. You always do.
You used to come and do Say It Loud stuff when you were there. You were like, just send someone. I'm sure. Like, yeah, fucking, who cares?
Yes. Bro, I literally would come back from going out the night before, 1 hour sleep, come in late, have some excuse. I'm so sick. Because it was like clock on, clock off.
Yeah.
Bro, I used to, I was just so tired. And because these, obviously, it's phone call after. There's no gap.
Yeah, there's no gap.
4 hours.
Yeah, because these people would love to gamble.
And then when they'll be pressuring you because they're about to, look, can I press a triple parlay on fucking, oh, who knows, wins and
some
shit.
Like, some fucking horse that you've never heard
Farlap, Farlap. That was actually one of them. Yeah, they fucking love Farlap.
Yeah, oh, is that a main one?
Shame. You want a Melbourne Cup.
Years, baby. Yeah. Yeah.
I actually want to bet for that in you two.
In you two?
Yeah, the house betting on the house.
We had Melbourne Cup. Primary
I want a pack of JJ's.
Yeah.
Oh,
bless.
Yeah. My goodness. Yeah, true. That job taught us a lot.
Yeah, it did.
High pressure.
Yeah,
honestly, getting insulted all the time. Like
data entry.
And you got to be quick.
The correct bet.
Yeah, because people's money.
Because it's about to go. It's about to They would literally be at the starting line. Oh, like, God, have you done it yet? Put down your VB. Stop slurring your words and maybe I can understand you.
You deal with creeps. They're like, oh, you got a nice voice.
Oh, oh
God, you're a creep.
And then you look in their account, they got $224. It's like, shut up.
But I used to just hang up on people.
She's the fucking worst day.
Crazy. You know, I just needed a break. So it's
just somebody's money on this.
I know.
They could have been a millionaire by now, but you've cut it off.
So I just mute it. And then eventually,
please
they would
stop
get
talking. What's the next one? Stop incriminating yourself.
Okay, so yeah, we've got TAB. I did market research. Which I actually really liked that job.
Interesting.
At a few different places. What else did I do? I didn't really do any retail.
Really?
Yeah, minus the one. We won't talk about that. Oh my God, I can't remember. Shut up.
Refer to episode 12. I don't know what's going on.
Mary, do you remember my jobs?
I only remember Tab because obviously we worked together. And
you worked at Maya beforehand as well for a little bit when you were in school, I think.
You worked at Maya?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, come on.
Oh, that was the one. Okay.
I don't remember, actually. After Tab, I don't know what you were doing. Oh, you worked at Surrey Hills doing...
That was an internship. Okay.
Oh, that was the internship.
Okay. I don't know, but the jobs I've had at pharmacy came... Oh, yeah, came up.
You worked at a pharmacy?
Target. Yeah, I really liked that job. My parents were like, oh, you should be a pharmacist. It suits you. I was like, bro, relax. I'm just dispensing medicine. Like,
oh,
they just love titles.
Yeah, they do. They're African.
Big pharmacy. I don't know, guys. I'm sorry. But I always had Tab and, like, another job. I think it was mainly market research.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
What about you? You've had teeth whitening.
I've had it. Also, my first one was at the ice cream store on Church Street. Then I went to a teeth whitening gig.
Have any of you done those... Where you raise funds?
No, I've never done that. I did it for
2 days.
That's the one where you faked a
picture. Crazy, man.
Yeah, I heard that.
He even added dramatization and
oh god. And then they came back and they're like, so you're doing this again? And I was like, I just and then she came back, she called him and she was like, I think this is not the job for you. Best of luck and everything. And I was like, yeah, peace. And I listened to crime, like, oh, I got fired, like, what do you expect, babe?
Yeah.
Like, anyways, it's shit though. That's the reason why it's all backpackers, because if you have permanent residency, what's your incentive to do that to yourself?
There's no incentive at all.
Yeah.
No. What else did I have? I have factory, obviously. I had Telstra. I was working in the Big Pond call center. I worked at some other rubbish call center as well, doing like Harvey Norman, like rental stuff, like flexi rent or some shit.
Yeah.
What else did I have?
Do you even remember? I think I've had too many. I just don't remember.
Yeah.
Or like you do them for short stints and then like this is trash.
I had Tab, obviously.
Yeah.
And then I got my full time job when I was working at.
I worked a lot. I don't think I worked that many jobs.
You did,
but I worked in multiple positions within the other one. Like you move around.
Where the call center?
No. Like when I was at uni and I got into home affairs.
Oh, okay.
No, my uni jobs no, like.
The
you worked at the optometrist for ages.
Exactly. So my first job was, when I finished high school, was Sports Girl.
Yeah.
I worked there for 2.5 years. And then, what did I go and do? I had time off uni, like 9 months off uni. Basically, I had a gap year. So I went to work full time. I did admin for like an architectural firm. Ooh, I went to work as a design assistant for a luxury swimwear brand.
Oh,
and then I quit that. And then I went overseas, came back, went into recession.
Oh yeah.
And I remember my mum being like, you shouldn't have gone because you're not going to get a job. And then I started working at optometrist. And then I worked there
for ages
until I finished uni. I even went overseas and came back again and still had that job and then used that until finished uni. Yeah.
That's wild.
And then I started working full time.
Wow. You were loyal when you were.
Yeah. I mean, if it's a good job. Then
also, they were flexible. Yeah.
And I think that you had good work colleagues. So
that
you
too, because I'm still friends with them, yeah, right? Yeah. And they were, and like, it was like part time, we had set format. Like, you work 2 days. Like, we'd bring in our schedules and we'd all work out our shifts according to what our uni schedules were. So, yeah, that was a pretty good job. And I learned a lot because obviously I wear glasses. So, like, you know.
And that's where I discovered I had 2020 vision, y'all.
So this is what you've still been. Yeah, that's
all that time
ago.
She probably does it now. And also because she uses computers. But yeah, I used to bring a lot of people like into the shop and like
no, just so they can test their eyes. And also because I used to work next to Woolies in Liverpool.
So people will always go Woolies and they'll see me, so they'll come chat.
Hey,
we'll talk and stuff. Gilly. Yeah.
Just about my 2020 vision, I tested it 5 years ago and it was 2020 in one eye.
5 years?
Just in one eye.
Yeah. So you but the other 2020 one was almost 2020.
Oh no, babes, it does not count.
Whatever.
Just check it again because you're always on the computer.
She doesn't care.
Yeah, I know she doesn't.
She literally does not care. No, I would have to be falling out before she would go to the doctors.
Oh, God.
Hey.
What? I think Rebecca.
What jobs did you do?
Rebecca, you have to tell us your
She's told us, bro. She's listed.
Tutor, I did. Oh, straight out of high school, I was at a vacation center, vacation care center. And no, that wasn't tutoring, that was just vacation care, like just kids in the school holidays. Like in
That's
their.
Nice. Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then I did tutoring for about 2 years, was at Bras and Things for about 2.5 years. Then was at Maya for 3 years. Then I worked in the theatre space for the community engagement facilitation and social media. And then now, I mean, like two or three different gigs in that space. And then now I'm in my full-time role in my field.
Yeah.
So my longest one, I think my most consistent was Maya. Yeah. That was my formative years. That was my era. Like, that was my uni girl era. Like, you know what I mean? But that was my era. Like, that was my time. Like, I am a uni student with a UTAL job era. I feel like it had, because I worked in the city store, they just had shifts and stuff, and it was just like.
But in uni, going to UTS, bro, none of these like niggas had jobs. So when I told them I had to, like, I'm just going to go, I'm finishing this class, going to work. Yeah. Like, oh my God, you work?
Yeah. Like, or they would work at like a bar that was like down the road.
It's just like,
I don't understand this. I need to go back to the West.
Well, they didn't even know.
My uni job's actually the longest job I've actually had.
Yeah, I was going to say, definitely.
Because we know.
Yeah, I think Maya. Another thing, don't let them guilt you. Like, there was like, the reason why I quit Maya is because my manager, so I had an internship and I had a full load of classes that semester and I pretty much only had weekends available. And I told my manager this and she was like, you need to have at least 3 days a week available.
3 days?
Where in the contract does it say that?
Is it even contract?
Casual.
That's what I'm saying. Where it doesn't say in the contract. That's why it's a no.
Yeah, they can't.
It's null and void.
They put it in the contract, but it's like, it's not legit. Anyways, at that point, I had been working for 3 years. Like, you can't do some more adjustment for me? Like, just for this semester. Literally just to the end of October. Can you not? Anyways, she was like, yeah, I need to see, like, your timetable and and proof of like when you're.
Did she not like you?
Yeah,
no,
I was gonna
say. It's because everyone. So this was when JobKeeper was there, and everyone was taking the piss a little because they got the money regardless. Okay. Yeah,
JobKeeper.
Yeah.
That was JobKeeper. I know there was a payment.
You got $1,500 a week, no matter what.
Yeah,
for doing what?
Because COVID.
Because the government covered. So the government was paying.
I remember.
That's so plenty. That's a big number.
So delicious. Come on, it was
for people because people were making more. Were
yeah,
they?
Yeah, I was making way more. You think I was making $1,500 a fortnight on my shitty little Maya salary? Fuck that. Anyway, but I wasn't. I genuinely couldn't make it to work. I could only do weekends.
Okay, that context actually.
Yeah. So and then she's like, "Well, like you, I'm not sure if it's gonna happen, but like I think you might have to make a decision of like cutting down, like fixing something around, or we might have to let you go." And I'm like, "Okay, I'll think about it."
Yeah.
And I was like, am I going to give up an internship just to scan clothes at Maya PTY LTD? Like, no. So, like,
but didn't they call you back to do the online stuff?
Oh yeah.
Or was that before that?
No, that was at the height of COVID. This is like October. Okay. That was like in the height when okay. we were in lockdown.
Right.
And I was
right.
technically an essential worker because I was doing online orders.
Got you.
Yeah.
Do you know one thing that's gone down in like services, customer service?
They don't give a fuck.
Shocking.
We'll get to that.
Just like, any shops. Like,
yeah, they don't.
I went to use the voucher you guys gave me the other day. Having to beg you to just pay attention to me.
Honestly, online shopping is the way to go now. Yeah. I'm sorry.
I just don't have to go through all that.
Yeah. It's ghetto. It's actually ghetto.
And but even when they're talking to you, you're like,
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
To be honest, if I walk in shopping and no one says hi, I'm like, these people are rude.
You know, no, honestly.
And the way that I used to get forced to greet, I'm like, aren't you scared to lose your job?
At sports school, we were told in the first 30 seconds.
Yeah.
They look at you and look away and go back to the conversation.
Some, you know, the one that I hate the most when they're having a conversation. Like when they're talking to the other colleague.
No, that's what they're always doing.
It's like, do you not see me?
Again, we used to get told off for that anyways. So I call back and I'm like, hey, I've had a thought about what you offered me, like what you said to me. And I'm like, I think it's time for me to leave Maya. Like I can't do up these commitments. And she's like, really? And I was like, how do you have that audacity to give someone an ultimatum. And then be surprised at their decision? Yeah. Like, this girl's going to give up her internship for me. Yeah.
Wow. Does she own Maya?
Exactly.
Is that Dad's company? Is that Dad's company?
And she said she's doing casual. She didn't say she's trying to elevate to become CEO.
That's right.
And then she was like, and I was like, oh, like she was my manager the whole time I was there. I was like, thank you for whatever. And she getting moved to different departments. Like, oh, good luck
so
all there.
So she was your manager the whole time as well.
And I was like, good luck with everything there and whatever. And she was like, yeah, okay. So you're just gonna send your resignation email to so and so. All right. Okay, I understand. But yeah, thanks. Bye. No, thank you for all the
for
time.
For your service.
No. Good luck. Nothing. She was miserable. Like, peace out.
What a bitter Betty.
Yeah, miserable.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
That's true.
I'm just interested to see how this quiet quitting thing is going to pan out.
But because, honestly, it's also annoying in the corporate world when you're doing, like, a project or something and you have to work with other people and they're, like, pushing back. But it's like, you can help out. You can...
I don't have capacity for that.
I don't like... But no one has capacity. Like, we all make do. So in that aspect, I find it annoying because... We have to do a lot of collaborative work in a lot of our roles. And there's always that one person, actually it's more than one person, that's always
kind of
pushing
do you
back.
Work with?
Well, that's good to know. That doesn't happen to you?
Everyone's just like, yeah, give me work.
Because I feel like the perception is that government workers are pretty much like that. Like, we clock in, we clock out, that's the bare minimum that we're doing. But go and ask this girl over here. She's been working at government for a couple... Why are you people always busy? It doesn't even make sense. People
it actually
are
doesn't
black.
Make sense.
Black-ish. People are staying black and back. You know what I mean? Yeah. People are doing the most... running around like headless chickens. Everything is just urgent. Every day, talking to this girl. I'm like, oh my God, this you know, director of mine wants something by 5 p.m.
But
today.
You know what?
I'm like, I don't understand.
It's not all agencies, because when we talked about the other agencies, one, we were doing nothing. Thing. What?
You got nothing. I'm very,
No. But
work.
That's different because they had no work. But it wasn't
my
necessarily.
I was doing bare. What?
Is this a job where you were literally doing courses? Where you were doing nothing?
Yeah, I've done that in a few jobs.
No, you actually were doing nothing.
Yeah. I was doing nothing. And do you know what? I was even interviewing. And then my manager, I'll go long lunch, interview. And then I come back and my manager will pull me into a room and then she'll close the curtain. She goes, what happened? And then we'll sit there and chat for like a good hour and a half.
I need this job.
And
then,
let's go back.
And then she'll come out and then she'll be like,
Contract.
Oh. She'll come out and she'll be like, so Gillian, as I said, da da da, and pretend like,
oh my God.
Nah, can you not expose government? We actually
no,
do
no, this
things,
wasn't a government
though.
Job.
Oh,
that was
okay.
You do
okay.
things.
What?
Nothing works.
No, one thing I'm
from the government
like,
works.
Yeah, because it's bureaucracy. To be honest, like, there's a lot of things. There's people that are
red
quite,
tape.
Yeah, passionate, but the bureaucracy around it and also, much. Like, strategic. Yeah, like the strategic goals of like, you know, the upper
and
you
have to answer
management
budgets.
Oh,
everything's so
everything
old school.
Is so old
because it takes forever
to make
a freaking decision and
to make change
all of
to
it
implement
together.
Anything. People are so resistant to change. Man.
They need to get all the old people
anything.
Out. Honestly.
Yeah, it really depends where you go,
yeah, exactly.
But yeah,
even sometimes there's no old people. They're just
it's just tragic.
Or sometimes there's just no forward thinking, no really understanding.
Yeah,
because
it's been done this way for this amount of years. You just keep doing it like that.
And
it's,
also bring of like you've got really diverse people, And so bringing all those thoughts together, it's really hard sometimes to rein it in.
That's a very good point. Isn't that the beauty of...
No, well, that's supposed to be. It's almost, that
but
idea.
Imagine if you're working in a place where it's like all white males or all white, like they're all in one accord. Yeah. They're all in their fucking.
They think the same.
They all think the same. So, you know, things just get done the way they want to be done.
It's really hard.
So, it's a bit different.
So, something that really surprised, like pleasantly surprised me about having this job is that, like, I can get a tea and have, like, a 3-4 minute chat with a colleague without someone being like, girls. Customers haven't been greeted and I haven't seen this is not acceptable.
Is that how they used to talk to you?
It looks like a dog's breakfast.
Oh my gosh. I cannot believe that.
You sound like you've suffered.
Yeah. That used to be your reality.
They used to make us do this. First of all, customers, you know how when you shop at Maya, you get like a customer, like they ask you, they email you. How was your thing? And it traces back to the person that served that scanned your sale through.
Oh,
and
really?
If your consistent average rating is anywhere under 9, if you're in the red.
Yeah, but how many times do people do that?
You'd be surprised.
No, but usually you're doing it because you've experienced shit service.
Yeah, you know, but
I'm not gonna be like, mine was great.
Mine was good, because they offer incentive, like you go into the draw to win like a voucher, and they actually do give out those vouchers.
Do they really? Because I always think that they're lying.
No, they do.
What would they lie?
I'm just like, these people are just saying it.
Because I've had a woman come in like, I won this voucher after giving
you. I've never won anything.
But baby, good. I guess it's out of thousands of people, so you know.
It's just a chance.
But like that, they have the metrics, and they used to make you watch like brand like breakdowns. Yeah, and she's like, "Can you please tell me when you've done that so I can tick your name off?" Like,
no, Maya's doing too much.
They're doing a lot.
Does anyone ever do mystery shopper?
Has anyone
ever? I want to do that.
That's my dream job.
I think I'm gonna get my mom to do it.
Why? Why didn't say enough for time?
Yeah, she'll be good when she comes back. I'll get it.
Why do you guys think it would be so good?
Because you get to judge people.
Exactly.
you get to just walk around and shop and get paid for it.
Yeah, exactly. So wait, people's experience.
I don't think it's as good as you guys think it is.
Have you done it before?
No, but I just don't
Then be quiet.
Stop killing our dreams.
Yeah, far out.
Gosh.
But yeah, it's nice to not be so policed. Like, I feel, you know, you're very over-policed. Like, I remember one time, me and this girl, we were just talking, and this manager was like, so who's helping who? Are you just having a chat? And
I'm
like,
I just pray that you don't get a micromanager.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do.
I think for one of my first jobs, when I got the job and she was explaining like what was around, I was like, oh, so we're allowed to go out for lunch? Like, I was so embarrassed after I said it. Because
was this in Blacktown or something? Where was that job?
Probably.
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't know.
Even with like lunch breaks, I'd be like, oh, half an hour. And like, just relax.
Do you know what? I feel like that's a very government thing.
What?
The half an hour lunch break?
Yeah.
Half an hour actually
so today
criminal,
first
and foremost.
Well, apparently that's the minimum requirement, like legally, right? And so today my manager was like, take an hour. And I was like... And I was like, oh, because I just feel like all the other government agencies I've worked at, everybody's like 30 minutes. Like, and she goes, you know why that is? And I was like,
why?
Because they want to leave early. And she goes, exactly. Because when I used to work at...
But who's timing it?
Because when I used to work at that other agency we used to work at, you come to work, everybody's done at 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
you people.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Yeah, I'll tell you where to go.
7:30.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, thank you. That's way too early.
Yeah.
I come in 9:30.
That's still the same. 7?
Yeah, that's late.
That's late.
Because of the fucking issues, I asked them, like, I'm sorry, but can I come in 9:30?
Oh,
because
that's hard for you, because then when you get home, it's
later. Yeah.
Because if you go earlier, you can usually get faster trains.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, like, I just, with the thing, I'd rather just, like, have a 9:30 start and get there by 9:15 instead of, like, rushing to be there at night. Like, because if I try and be there at 9 o'clock with everything going on, I'd be, like, usually getting there, like, 9:05, 9:07. I feel like I'm late to my start time. Oh, okay. Whereas like if I go at the 9:30 and I'm like 10 minutes early, that's better.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
Let's just wait a couple months and see how you move.
So sure, like I usually like leave 5:20 because I get there like 9:15 usually. But my official start is 5:30.
So, big girl distance.
Crazy. We'll be following the chronicles of Rebecca working full
time. I know. I can't wait for the stories.
They all know I have a podcast, so.
Okay, yeah,
you told them. You told them.
It's on my resume.
Oh,
terrible.
Why did you do that for?
Take it off next time.
I didn't list myself as a co-host. I'm a strategist for this thing. Oh, but okay. I'll definitely go back and listen. But like, I think they actually would listen, but you know.
I had someone who interviewed me they went to do listen. Research. Yeah. And in the interview told me about it. I was like, far out.
Yeah, wow. I didn't think people actually cared. Not,
yeah, like he's actually Googled it. It's not on my resume, though. Oh. So he's Googled my name.
Your name.
Found my website and seen that it's on it. And then, yeah.
Fair enough. Damn. Well, then it's there for people to see.
I still work under my maiden name. I don't want any wahala.
That's kind of fair.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I'd be saying wild shit on
here. Yeah, literally.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry. I'm just thinking about, just imagine if someone that you worked with actually listened.
Anyway.
So, now we're up to flex cards.
Flex cards. Gillian's turn.
This has lasted a long, like, are we halfway?
I don't know. I was a bit nervous that maybe we've done
like,
this one.
No, but like, think about it. We've only probably released, like, what, 15 episodes with this thing in?
Okay.
Have we?
This is a guesstimate. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. No more than 20, you know?
Okay. What about, I don't know numbers.
A fortnight is like, there's 26 fortnights in a year.
Mm-hmm.
You think we've done more than 26?
Actually, 26 is not a lot.
Probably not.
Yeah. And there's like, for what, 50 in there?
Probably more.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. The question for today is, what did you learn too late in life?
Oh,
have we done this one?
I thought we did, but I don't think we have.
Okay. Too late.
To drive? Shit.
Mine's wearing a tampon.
Oh, yeah.
So I learned that way too damn late.
I still can't.
That's a good one. Oh, still?
I can, but I just...
Is it a mental thing?
Yeah,
it's a mental thing.
Is it because something's in your body or is it putting it
putting it in?
Oh. I saw on the news but someone had it for 3 months.
Yes, I saw that too. And then she like was sick or something. She went to the doctor and then they were like disintegrated or something.
Oh, oh my gosh. Yeah. The
partner had been in. She's like, she didn't get toxic shock syndrome. That could kill
Exactly.
I know another story where a girl, she had it in for over 8 hours and she got her leg amputated.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So this was a model.
So the string wasn't there.
No, well,
it must have disintegrated by then.
You said 8 months, did you not? No,
it's gone become compost, bruv.
No, so she didn't wash?
I don't know. When I saw the story, I was like, are you sure?
Maybe she put it too far up.
It's got no sex?
Whoa, no.
Or maybe she had sex, she and forgot it was in and pushed it up. Because that's the only logical explanation. Because them strings is long, bro.
They're long.
Yeah.
As soon as you wash, you'll know it's there.
Even when you wipe your distin, the string is all up in there. You go, give.
I've had it in before. Like I have it in, but I'm just like, I feel like I didn't put it in correctly. Because I'm like,
Try it again.
I'm trying consistently.
I remember the first time I put it in, I was in Thailand with my friend. She was directing me like over.
I've done that with.
Oh my God, it was terrible. So basically, I was like, okay, I think it's in. And then we go into the ocean.
Bro.
This thing inflated in my. Oh.
You didn't do it right.
No. When I was coming out, I was like,
giving birth to a baby. Do you use an applicator?
No.
I don't, but I think a lot of British girls do.
Why? Well, I've only tried with an applicator.
All my friends talk about it.
I've never tried with an applicator.
Is that because they can't do it without it?
Yeah.
I don't know. But everybody,
I feel like it's flimsy. It's so like, trying to put it in and then, I don't know.
So, you shouldn't feel it when you stand up.
No. Okay,
I've been doing it wrong then.
Yeah. Squat when you do it. Try squatting.
Yeah, or lift your
leg
up.
But don't you feel like I'm trying to lift my leg when you're squatting is a bit much?
Yeah, sometimes when I go to the gym and then if I squat and it's like, dry, then you feel that it's coming.
I need to put a disclaimer over this session. Oh my goodness. But yeah, that's a good one.
That
that's
is a good one.
Too late in life.
I mean, I think, not to get philosophical, but like, it's all right not to be on the exact same path as everyone else.
Yes,
like,
that's
it's
a good
okay.
one.
Like, that's you won't. One. And there's actually more people than you think, like, cause that are on a similar path to you just because you're in a little bubble. Yeah. It's actually very common to, like, experience what you're, or do what you're doing.
I really don't know.
Me either. I'm drawing blanks.
Not that I know everything, I just can't think of.
Oh yeah, I wish I hadn't had ADHD earlier in life.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Mine is probably checking if I have dyslexia.
Dyslexia. Yeah.
So you still haven't gone.
It's actually very hard.
Is it?
Yes, it's very hard. Like,
why?
I can't get a consult. Honestly, everybody tells me it's for kids. Like,
post pandemic is really hard to get.
No. In general, to find the service, it's very difficult. I've been trying.
Really?
You should ask my nieces. They both have had it checked.
Oh, okay. Where do they get it checked?
I don't know.
Let me know.
Because I thought they had just diagnosed themselves. I hate when people do that.
Oh,
because
they
just
got too much.
They'll say something wrong and they're like, I'm not laughing at them, but like, anyway, I'll laugh and like, I have dyslexia. I was like, dude, you can't just diagnose yourself. No, we've been checked. So it must be easy-ish.
Mate, I'd emailed people and they were just like,
and there's different types.
We don't do kids. Maybe email this person. I'll email this person. No, we only do kids. Like, constant. Then I got tired. And I only did this a few weeks ago. So yeah, I'm struggling
a bit.
That's
weird.
I can't think of anything.
So you know everything.
No,
you know
I don't.
Everything.
It's not that. It's honestly not joking, even that. I'm even trying to think stuff around my kids, but not necessarily. I can't even think of anything.
It's like a hack that I've recently
learned.
What was the one you said before just it?
I said the tampon.
What's the question again?
People are really drawing blanks today.
Oh, my gosh. What did you learn too late in life?
I learned too late in life.
That you...
Are you trying to be...
There's no more... Yeah, there's no part A, part B.
Oh. Don't even force it, mate.
No, that you don't have to know things to actually do something.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I honestly thought, like, you have to do a course, you have to be, like, certified, you got to be this, but there's so many incompetent people doing it.
Yeah. Too many incompetent people in this world, man. You just need to know how to talk.
Yeah. Everything is packaging.
Packaging.
You can package yourself.
Or you have really competent people around you that make you look good.
Yeah.
You have to know how to arrange them well. Oof,
mate.
We talked about this yesterday.
So I was looking at you. So I was left with me. Oh, my God.
Anything with money? Anything with
running the question again?
Oh, my stop God. It!
What
stop
did
it.
You learn too late in life?
What did I learn too late?
Let's end the episode.
Anyways, thank you. Nothing. Sorry, guys.
Thanks for listening, innit?
Yes, catch us on all our socials. I think we haven't shouted out our socials in a long time.
And they've been really engaging with us.
Which is great.
Remember we used to beg for engagement?
Please, like our posts. Yeah. We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.